Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Movies. Yay. Welcome back, guys. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And we are three dads navigating the films of our youths.
Youths.
Well, we still have yet to do that movie.
True.
I do want to do that movie, though.
Definitely down the line.
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
We are going to answer three very important questions for a very important movie in the canon of filmography of one Kurt Russell.
You got to narrow it down to Kurt Russell.
Yes.
it's Kurt Russell.
One of the top Kurt Russell.
You are accurate. This is definitely top.
To be determined.
Tier.
TBD.
I know that this is going to hold up. I believe in it. Just like I believe that his characters that have eye patches are some of his best characters.
True. Also.
What are we doing, Pete?
Captain Ron.
Yes.
I am representing my Captain Ron shirt today.
I know. Our listeners are going to be thrilled that you're wearing a beautiful Captain Ron shirt.
Yeah, I am definitely on the rep. We'll put that up on the Facebook, on the Meta.
Yeah, I'll get a picture of that when we
go. No, let's not live stream this.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't have to do that. We are going to answer... How many questions tonight, Neil?
Three.
Not five.
No.
Not two.
No.
Not four, but three.
Would you like to know the questions?
I would love to know.
Oh, man, he's coming in
confident. Do you have... Wait, why are you pulling something out of your pocket to read from, Neil?
I'm not going to read with that. Historically...
He's going to school you with
that. Let's see if I can do this. Historically, I believe the questions are, we are going to determine if it holds up, should it be rebooted... And should we have our kids eventually watch it?
As either.
I think that's all in the original caption.
That's true.
That is true. That is true.
Have
you been looking through the back? Have you been researching?
Have you finally read our handbook?
I pulled open your drawer. I rifled through your files.
The files are in the computer.
Wow, he is coming in professional today. Wow. Well done, Neil. Okay.
Well, I'm duly impressed and a little worried.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what he found in those drawers.
Do you want to know why I did the research?
Why?
Because I've never seen this movie and I had to have something to talk about.
You've never seen Captain Ron?
I've never seen it.
I'm not 100% sure I have either. Actually, I feel like I have.
I'm going to put a little asterisk on that. I do remember there was a attempted love scene between Martin Short and his wife.
Yes.
I saw that part on TV, and I don't know if they had to edit out
any
parts of the anatomy.
Yep.
I do remember that. That's all.
It was a very funny scene where they were stuck in a very tiny shower.
Yep.
See, I've seen this movie multiple times. My father will still quote some lines from Captain Ron every
That's
now and
impressive.
Then. There are a couple of movies, but I don't think he realizes it's from Captain Ron.
He's just forgotten.
He's like, it's fun. Like, you know, it was from a movie and it always made him laugh. And he couldn't remember what movie.
And he feels like he's connecting with his children when he says these things. And like, oh, Dad, you're so funny. He's like, ha-ha, I got that one. Yes.
Is he one of those dads that says his favorite movie is Master and Commander, but he just quotes this?
I'm in the old Saratoga. I don't think that was from Master and Commander.
Oh my gosh. So you guys know how we do this. We're gonna go and get some scotch. We're gonna go get some ice cream. Or why are we doing bourbon tonight? Doesn't matter.
Beer.
We're doing beer.
I have a topical beer for you.
Uh-oh. Is it Captain Ron's beer?
It is.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Really? No.
Well, we got rope.
I feel like I got Rickrolled on that one.
Look in your eyes, I wish I had some.
Yeah,
I feel like I put a piece of candy in front of you and just took it away.
Oh my god,
it was like candy. It was just a wrapper.
Yeah, it was one of those times when you're like, you know, when you're a kid and you unwrap an orange perfectly and you put it in front of your friends, like, you have an orange, you know, wrap. Like, oh, it's nothing, it's empty.
I do a magic trick and it's an aspirin. Wow.
Damn you.
I thought I was doing Molly and instead it's an aspirin.
I don't know what you're talking about, Brian. This is just oregano. So, on that note, we don't really have much else. Like,
you don't remember much of
it. I don't remember.
You've never possibly seen it, and I don't want to give away anything, because this is going to be glorious.
I'm worried when you do this.
It's not the first time someone's been worried when I said it's going to be glorious, but this, I mean, just take a moment. We have Martin Short in his prime. We have Kurt Russell being comedic.
Okay.
And the whole premise is that they're trying to sail a boat, a shitty boat, from the Caribbean, El Caribe, you know, back to Florida. Okay. Hilarity ensues.
What could go wrong, guys?
Let's go on this ride.
Let's go to the 3-hour tour.
Almost.
Almost. Is it going to...
There's going to be a very critical difference between gorilla and gorilla coming up.
Now you've piqued my curiosity. Uh-huh. All right. So you guys know how we do this. Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. And let's light this candle.
Word from our sponsors.
Oh.
Apple? Hey, everybody. Just so you know, Apple's coming out with a new phone next year. It's going to be hot. It's going to be huge. And stay tuned as we tell you about how Apple will come up with something mind-blowingly similar to what you have in your pocket now. Gonna be awesome. Brought to you by Apple. Steve Jobs. Apple.
Fucking hell.
Cut.
Well, this is why we need sponsors.
How do we, like, and segue to do movies? Let's go watch the fucking movie.
Yeah. Apple.
And we're back. Hey, boss.
Hey, boss. Hey, that movie could happen to anybody.
Hey, Swamp.
That movie could happen to anybody.
Man overboard.
It's all right. Couldn't happen to anyone.
It's a quotable movie.
Everything Captain Ron says is quotable.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man.
Coming in hot.
Oh, welcome back, guys, to an unexpected moment. I'm sure I've never seen the movie.
Both of you two are a little shocked by certain turns of events. Some not so much.
Yeah, some were pretty easily telegraphed.
I'm fairly certain I saw a part of it on TV once, and that was it.
Yes, and definitely the falling out of the shower scene was either in the preview or something that's just, you know, it's been in other memes of sorts.
Sure.
But, yeah, very quotable. I want to look up some of the quotes, but we're using my phone to record.
And so we're not making that mistake again.
No, we're not. But welcome back, movie fans. Let me just remind you why we normally go with scotch instead of beer when we have our ice cream.
Because ice cream followed by a lot of beer is a...
It's combustible heady. Mixture.
It's a heady combo.
Just let that be a fair warning. As much as I enjoy this FML... A hazy double IPA from Stone. That's Fear Movie Lions.
Nothing to do with how we feel about our lives.
No, nothing. No, nothing at all. But it's an 8.5%.
Yeah.
I finished mine.
I mean, I finished mine because, you know, I'm not a weenie. Yeah.
I had a scotch before you guys came over.
Sure.
The 8-year-old kid in the movie finished like 12 of his.
Well, those were like
that was like, you know,
El Martinique's or
Carib
something like
beer of the Bahamas.
Yeah, they were mostly seawater.
Calique beer of the Bahamas. I remember having that in the Bahamas.
Oh, that
did
was
you
a real
ever
beer?
Have Balashi?
I have not had Balashi. Well, then of course you've all had Red Stripe.
I was gonna say Red Stripe. It's beer.
It's beer.
Balashi is the brewery in Aruba, and it's delicious.
I bet it is.
It is. It's the only one they have. It's surrounded by wild donkeys.
There are wild donkeys?
Lots of them. Lots.
What?
Yep. In that case, you get to go first for your 2-sentence synopsis.
I hope it involves wild donkeys.
For my 2-sentence synopsis. Okay.
Wild donkeys.
Donkeys. Are you speaking donkeys?
I am now speaking donkeys. Wait till I finish my beer. I will be fluent in...
Captain Ron in 2 sentences. Let's see. If you're an uptight white guy that gets gifted Clark Gable's old sex boat and you're tempted to sell it to pay off your second mortgage, don't, because you're super lame. You should just have adventures for the rest of your life.
Finn. That's solid. Well done.
Well, yeah. I dig it.
Okay. In a world where you only need one eye to captain a boat, make sure that your midlife crisis consists of taking your entire family through such danger and gorillas, not gorillas, because there is a difference. Gorillas don't like to be double-crossed.
That's all.
Yep.
That's all I got.
And apparently bringing them into San Juan is a big no-no.
Yeah.
This is freedom fighters.
Yeah, this is not dicks out for Harambe. What did they? What did the State Department officials say to them when they got to the at the jail? Like, oh, there's good news.
Yeah, good news is that they're
you're not getting charged with
sedition.
Sedition.
But you have to.
Have you found our kids? No.
No.
No. You stupid American.
Oh, the shit-eating grin on his face the whole time. I was like, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
But you are being expelled from the island. When? Now. Right?
All right. Good Captain sir. Ron.
Captain Ron. Mate, Swab.
Martin Short and his family embark on a crazy Caribbean cruise in a beat-up sailboat that they have no idea how to run. Unfortunately, despite pirates and motor problems and wrong directions, their biggest hassle is Captain Ron.
This is a squall! They come up on you fast! Leave you fast!
Now that was a dirty joke, because that's where the experienced daughter comes out of the bathroom and goes right back in.
Nope.
Oh, man.
You're going to want to come up here in case she starts breaking apart, boss.
Very quotable. Very quotable. Pretty much everything that Captain Ron said. So, question number one. As someone who has not seen it before.
Now, you guys are both Captain Ron virgins.
Yeah. Could happen to anyone, Brian.
We're some of the few, yeah. Apparently.
That little dry rot, these sources is above the high water mark.
Yeah, I've got my trusty compass, you know. Columbus only had this when he crossed the Atlantic. It was surprisingly charming. There were gaps in the script, but I was entertained. I enjoyed it. I would watch it again.
Hey. Wow, yeah. Look at this.
I can't answer directly, but I'll give it like a quick review. I'll say, you know, I think that the Captain Ron character was incredibly charismatic. You gotta love him. I think it was a little unfortunate that they made the Martin Short character, originally it was just his idea that was bad, and then they kind of made him as a person unlikable, mm-hmm. And that sort of was unnecessary, and I think it took the fun level of the overall movie down a little bit. I think they could have made him the nice guy with the bad idea, and it would have been a much more sort of just likable movie.
Well, I love that you're bringing up, right? So I was thinking some questions, you know, for this movie for us to try to figure out, and you really segued beautifully into that, Neil. So who's the villain of this movie? Captain Ron, Martin Short.
Well, I don't know if there's a villain as to...
Well, which team are you on? Are you on Captain
that's
Ron?
That's a different question.
Or are you on Martin Short? Do you feel that Martin Short was just, you know, trying to come up with a fun adventure? It was all his idea. He was really making happen. He was all gung-ho. And then he watches as his dream is usurped by this beach bum, kind of shifty, little shady captain. Or is this lovable, you know, low-key-esque rascal just, you know, shepherding this bumbling family and putting up with their ineptitudes to really teach them the sea and a different way of life?
The thing is, it is both.
It's a duality. Go on.
It really is, because Captain Ron is a dirtbag. You know, he's a lovable dirtbag.
We all know them.
Yeah, we sometimes are them. Fair.
Not always lovable, but sure.
Yeah, exactly. Martin Short's character, yes, it was a bad idea, but you can see that he's obviously projecting his own inadequacies,
mm-hmm.
or his own failings, and creating a foible out of Captain Ron. But to be fair, through very real moments of Captain Ron videotaping the literal ass crack of his wife close up and, you know, in a mankini, just basically giving his wife a tour of his steering capabilities.
It was a tour de force.
He was grinding up on her pretty hard.
A cherry red mankini.
Like, yeah. Seriously, you know, I thought I was the only one with one of those.
Yeah, all right.
That image is now in your head, guys.
Nope.
You're welcome.
I'm replacing with Kurt Russell, and I am not apologizing.
William Shatner should play this reboot.
Yeah, I mean, those guys started fighting a lot. I mean, I think really for the movie, the villain was the guy who was going to buy the yacht. He was like, screw these guys. Just give them the shitty captain that's going to kill them all and just bring them in here for no reason. I mean, he was the bad guy of the story, I guess.
Right. Yeah. They could have actually written that a little bit better and had that as a bigger part of the movie. You know how last week and Weekend at Bernie's, when the villain, the mobster, you know, honestly, like, Bernie is the villain in that movie. But also the killer, the hitman, keeps, like, realizing, like, he can't kill Bernie. And he's like, what the fuck? But this could have been an opportunity to have the yacht-owning guy trying to find a way to make sure that the boat is worth even less. And he keeps fucking up or something. There could have been something.
He had no comeuppance. It was like, oh, darn, I don't get the chance to cut up this boat and screw over
next boat.
But then was it... So I feel as though that the villain of this is really just the tension between Captain Ron and Martin Short. Like, either one is either, you know, in the wrong or being harshly judged by one or the other. And it's their back and forth that's leading all the problems.
It reminds me of Frozen 2. Like, there's just no bad guy.
Well, Captain Wasn't Ron had Martin Frozen? Short's back, and Martin Short did not have Captain Ron's back.
Oh, so that's a good point. Like, Captain Ron, that's true. Captain Ron never says anything bad about Martin Short. Every time Martin Short fucks up, he's like, it could happen to anyone, boss, you know.
Yeah, and he's a little dense, but when he realized that, like, Martin Short's trying to save face with his family, he, like, pretends to break his own leg, and he's like, only Martin Short can save us now.
How many times have I
His
said
name is
that?
Martin in the movie, so we're just calling him Martin Short.
Yeah, just going with Martin Short.
He's always Martin Short.
It's always just Martin Short.
Well, yeah. And Martin that's Harvey. A good point. But, or is that like his sort of redeeming moment where like he's been kind of a dirtbag and, you know, we love him.
Maybe not dirtbag, but maybe just obtuse.
Yeah, the, like a little rough.
Because I don't think he's purposefully being a dirtbag.
I mean,
like, he is one.
Well,
I mean, he's not very self-aware. Like, you know, for instance, when he's playing strip poker, he's like, boss, you know, she was killing us, ran out of money, so what are we going to do, you know?
Yeah.
She had a system, boss. I'm telling you, I didn't figure it out until right before you got there, and I swear, you let me back in that game, and I'm going to get us 1,000 back.
Yeah, see, like, I think
that was
he's
pretty
just,
awesome.
He's very confident, he's kind of flies by the seat of his pants, and he's not very aware of, like, children, safety.
Yeah.
Mom, can I have a drink?
Yeah, he has a strong cooler. He has a strong moral code in that he said, don't touch my beer, get your own. He just doesn't have good boundaries.
No, you wouldn't be trying to cheat old Captain Ron. There, would you, Swab?
Yeah. So good moral code, bad boundaries.
Oh, boundaries. Boundaries. No boundaries.
What are boundaries?
Exactly.
Exactly. The ocean is large.
A lot of water.
I mean,
it's a
again,
circle. You can go around and around.
And he kissed my wife. I'm pretty sure he French kissed my wife.
Right on the mouth.
All right, so a little back and forth. I have a hard time guessing because I mean I love Captain Ron, but I don't know. I kind of feel for Martin Short. Like I really want to do this for my family. It was this, and I was going to lead them, and it was going to be like really, I was going to be the hero. But then here's Captain Ron.
Is this one of those
hero.
Times that the story changes for you as you get older? Now that you're married with kids, you see it more from Martin Short's perspective as opposed to
exactly.
when you were 22 years old watching this movie, going. Yeah, Rob's awesome. Fuck those married
well,
people.
Well, when I was younger, like, I wanted to be Captain Ron, you know? I wanted to, like, sail on a
lose
boat.
Lose an eye
I wanted,
to the Kraken?
I would happily lose an eye to have, like, that those flowing locks.
How many different ways did he lose his eye? I think it was 3.
Shark, Kraken, and what was the other?
Well, the glass eye he won in a bet.
The pirates. Like, he implied that he crossed them once before, and they don't like to lose, and then he's like, get messy.
So that's probably the real answer.
Yeah.
But he also says shark and kraken.
And the kraken. I mean,
could be a lot of reasons why he lost it. So when I was younger, I wanted to be Captain Ron. And then as I got older, I'm like, you know, I really understand Martin Short's. And now watching it, you know, several years later, looking down the barrel of 40, I've decided I don't want to live on a boat.
Yeah.
I don't want to live on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Never wanted to.
No, I'm good.
Honestly, my parents had a giant king-size waterbed as a kid. Never wanted to live on a boat. You try sleeping on one of those things. Oh, what the fuck?
My cousin had one back in the 80s. I remember waterbeds.
Like, you think you're going to be comfortable on it, and then you're just like...
You have to pee all the time.
Oh, I had one growing up. I had one my entire...
That explains so much, Neil.
Adolescent life.
That's why you're so...
It was beautiful.
This is pretty much why you're the Captain Ron of the group.
You know, like water flows guys. Downhill, man.
Thank you, guys. I was just about to say more great things about Captain Ron, actually.
I really resonated with him. All right. Well, how about question two?
This is a hard question for me.
Okay. Go ahead, Pete. But I was going to say the whole movie, I had one of these characters.
No, you go first.
Well, I mean, we just watched Bullet Train, but I feel like Brad Pitt, even though he's now getting a bit old, is clearly Captain Ron.
Oh, that would be fun.
Clearly, in my mind.
Weirdly, I think Chris Evans would knock it out of the park.
I like Chris Evans as playing Martin Short's character.
Ooh.
Like, I like
bold.
Him. Bold. I like him being, like, sort of a bit of a straight man. Like, a little tightly wound, a little, like, perfidious.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but I'd watch this movie.
Okay. Wow. Who would play the daughter? Doesn't matter.
There are some things in this movie you probably couldn't do again.
16-year-old daughter having sex with every port of call.
Well, we don't know that if she was having sex. Like, it was implied that she was definitely out partying. Definitely, I mean, she got engaged in the beginning of the movie. So
yeah, what was that? Their first port of call, the guys in the car. Yeah, I'm engaged, but it's not a problem.
I mean, you know, it's not a problem. I mean, but again, 16-year-olds have sex.
And then with the gorillas on the boat, she's like, "Oh, isn't there an extra boat off the side over here?"
I get that it was a joke, but like, I don't know if nowadays they would have the 8-year-old drinking a lot of beer the whole movie either.
Or at least getting his own.
And it's not a big deal. I don't want to be prudish about it, but it was like, I don't... It's kind of like when you see cigarettes like in cartoons from the 50s, you're like, I just don't know you can do that anymore.
Okay.
It'd probably be a college-age daughter.
What they'd probably be able to do is... The kid, there's going to be one scene, the kid gets into the alcohol one night, wakes up really hungover. Or one and done.
You like, just raise the age. You make the son in high school, so now it's like, you know, a 16-year-old, 17-year-old getting into the beer. Hmm. And then you have the daughter be in college.
Or 8 years old. You just flip the ages of the two kids. And then the daughter, who's like an 8-9-year-old, is the one that figures out how to like run the mizzen mast, the jib. The jib.
So it's not a big deal, but there are some things in this that are
so, but clearly you were bothered.
Hear me out for this idea. Okay, I love the Brad Pitt for like the Captain Ron, you know, sort of beach bum slacker. John Cena as the straight man Martin Short stuck on the sailboat where it's just a little too small for him. He plays the uptight straight guy, like the straight man, like super well.
Okay.
And he did that in the movie Cock Blockers.
And Martin Short was kind of cast against type too. You know,
What about you guys have to come back to me? I'm like spacing out. I need someone's phone to look up.
We're not doing Kevin Spacey. He's kind of persona non grata.
No. Martin Lawrence.
You want to go another Martin?
Yeah, I was thinking like as a straight man.
Oh, he would be.
You go with someone like Martin Lawrence or
Kevin Hart.
Well, that's just almost obvious.
And then you have The Rock.
Well, then you have to have The Rock as Captain Ron. Or you flip it. You'd have Kevin Hart as Captain Ron and The Rock as Martin Short. That would be hilarious.
I think the only hard part about that is
they've done that movie.
Well, that, but it's supposed to be that Captain Ron is intimidating to the Martin Short character. It's sort of hard for Kevin Hart to intimidate The Rock. And yes, I said that out loud, Kevin Hart. Come at me, bro.
Oh, no.
If you say Macaulay Culkin, no.
Well, am I that predictable?
No.
I got too happy that quick. I got too excited. Everyone knew what I was going to say. At least I didn't say Shatner.
Well, you already said it earlier.
Well, you know.
You just want to see him in a mankini. I just want to see him.
Oh, God, I can't unsee that now.
You're welcome.
Oh, dude.
I think this could be rebooted and made better, though. The Captain Ron character was good, but I think there are some things, dated stuff aside, that could be done better.
Okay. Okay.
John Stewart as Martin Short.
Hmm. I would. Well, I mean, I haven't seen him in a movie since The Faculty.
I would do that in a heartbeat. I would watch that movie in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people, honestly, that could be in this movie. I think it's just the story that needs rebooting.
Yeah, so, just tighten the script up a little bit. And I think...
Well, it's a very simple script of a dad who feels disconnected. You know, he's in the rat race, feels disconnected to his family. You know, his wife's super busy. Like, they're not firing on all cylinders. And here's a great opportunity where we can just get away and rediscover ourselves. And he has this whole life plan, and then
I have planned so hard for this spontaneous adventure, family adventure.
Okay. We have Chris Hemsworth, Martin Shore. We have Tom Hiddleston, Captain Ron, and it's a Loki story. What?
No.
MCU?
No. I want to get away from those pairings of MCU characters and actors. As much as I love it all.
Fine. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
There you go. See? Was that so hard?
I just want a movie where I can root for Martin and Ron the whole movie, and I don't want to watch them fall out and get back together at the end.
Or they fall out but get back together in the end.
Ah.
Brokeback Ron.
All right, you know what? We're going to workshop some of these. I feel like maybe we'll be a little spun out here. You know, let's circle back. So, question three.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah. Like, I would let the kids watch it now, except for the sex scene, which honestly.
A husband and wife, you know, want to have a little hide the salami time and get stuck in the shower.
I did say that. It's like hide the salami.
You know, boss, you don't want to waste the fresh water there.
Well, like you said, Brian, you wanted to be him when you were like first watching it. Like, this is made for kid movie, really. This is an adventure a kid wants to go on and a parent does not.
Yeah. Yes. Good Lord, no.
And like all of those moments where you're just like awkward, tight space, like, I remember trying things I probably shouldn't have in locations.
If you think about it, I just realized they really ducked out of the fact, like, that's a nice boat. That's a good-sized boat. But they're still, like, a preteen kid, a teenager, husband and wife, and then...
The captain.
The captain, all sleeping on this... Like, where were they all staying? Where were people's rooms?
Yeah, they glossed over all
They kind of really, like...
Hammocks.
Sure, but like those are tight quarters, like, and they were there for like several weeks together, just
day 20.
Yeah, just on this boat.
I think day 20 was when the boat was hijacked by the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep. So that's something to really think about. Is, you know, and everybody listening, just take a moment to think about your family and now put them on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean, in tight quarters, and you're on a boat. I feel like there was a lot of tension that's going to come right from there.
Andy Samberg could be Martin Short's character.
Ooh, that would be fun. Oh, I would love this. Like, I would happily welcome a reboot just to see, you know, what people bring to the table for this movie.
In a perfect world, Chris Farley could have been a great Captain Ron.
I would have watched very tight quarters.
Which would have actually made for some interesting physical comedy of him trying to, like, get down the stairs.
And then you just see, like, it just shows him, like, keeps trying to get down.
And then, like, he blows a hole through, like, the next deck into the, like, the engine.
Are you suggesting fat guy on a little boat?
Nice.
Maybe I am. Well,
I can see him, like, trying to get in every time, like, he gets, like, he finally says, like, you know what? I'm just gonna sleep on the deck. It's real nice. This is with the stars.
Yeah. He's like, it's fine. These older boats, you know, they don't make them, like, you know,
like they used to.
Yeah, I think the kids would have some questions about the drinking, and they would probably point out, like, that's really not good for you, because, you know, it's not.
Right.
I know for a fact, in the scene where Swab gets his chest tattoo, my child will look at me, not my eldest, my youngest, will look at me and I'm like, I want one of those.
Yeah, when you're 18.
No.
It's like when I wanted a crossbow, my mom said, sure, when you're 13. And I was like, all right, I'm 10. Okay. Well, and mine, then I never brought up again. My mom was like, it was the smartest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
So.
We've done that already for a few things.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, when you're 15. And
6 months later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one remembers.
That's awesome, guys.
Another question. What did you think of the children? Like, were the children, because, again, we
I
have
really
a very small cast.
I like the kid.
Yeah, the boy was very funny.
He was
I like the swab. They didn't really give the daughter much to do, honestly.
Other than be sort of ditzy.
Except everyone.
Except for every man.
So, yeah. I agree. Like, the daughter's character, you know, very classic 90s trope of, like, a ditzy, like, just wants to party.
Which is why it would work if you flipped the genders and ages, because then it can be a teenage boy trying his hardest to get laid in every point of call and failing miserably.
Oh, that is always funny,
right?
To watch.
Because you can, and just like trying to be smooth and just like is his father's son. So like leans up against the car, like, hey, girls, like slaps it, you know, like
hits his head. Captain Ron could have helped him.
Right, see, exactly. Well, and then that is where later in the movie, Captain Ron helps him get laid. And then the younger, if it's the daughter, is the one that figures out how to actually run the ship, maybe keeps the radio from getting stolen or just something, you know,
right.
Is the savior.
Oh, and I was just thinking, like, you could even keep that scene where, like, you know, the young guy, like, the son is sitting there, like, doing something on the boat, and a beautiful girl starts waving, and he's like, yeah, hey, baby, hey,
and
yeah.
Instead of the dad, it's
Captain Ron. And it's like, oh.
Clarice!
Who are you waving to, babe?
Okay, as soon as he said Clarice, I was just like...
Oh, yeah. I almost wonder...
The lambs, Clarice. The lambs.
Ad-libbed by, like... And they're like, you know what? Just, like, it was... Watch if that whole scene was just ad-libbed by Kurt Russell and Martin Short, and then they added in, like, the shots of him with the woman.
I bet that a lot of this movie, where every scene was just multiple takes, because wasn't Martin Short really good at...
Well, he was in SNL.
He was in SNL, but he got his start in CCTV up in Canada,
yep.
Didn't he?
I believe so.
And that was a lot of improv-type comedy. I think
he's a fantastic off-the-cuff comedian.
Yeah, so you got to think that, like, they would just do... I want to read up on this and, like, just do take it.
I think you're right. I guarantee there was
not
probably...
Not Robin Williams level, but, you know...
There was probably tons of just stuff of them riffing all over the place.
Yeah.
And they... Because, again, the dialogue was great. I thought that the way, like, they acted...
It almost sounds like we're fanboying
hilarious.
A little bit on this movie.
Because it's got such great energy. Like, you cannot watch this movie and not laugh and be like, this is pretty funny. Like, this is a good time. So, yeah. Yay, Captain Ron.
Captain Ron.
Speaking of Yay, Captain Ron, do you know what Kurt Russell went and did right after this?
Overboard?
No, wait.
Nope.
Wait, let me think. 1992.
He
stepped right off of this and on to...
Escape from New York?
Escape from
Tombstone.
LA. No.
Oh my God, you're right. That was 93.
He walked right off the lot onto Tombstone from this.
In his scheduling, you read up on this?
Yep.
Wow.
That's amazing.
He doesn't even look like the same person.
Right?
He's a comedian.
No.
Yeah.
You tell him I'm coming. The hell's coming with me?
Except when people think Tombstone, no one goes, yeah, Kurt Russell. They all go, Val Kilmer.
I don't know. Kurt Russell was fucking baller in that movie.
Sam Elliott. I mean,
they were all.
We
great,
know. We've done on this podcast. Tombstone is fan. I mean, if I wasn't exhausted, I'd be like, let's fire that bad boy up
right now. That movie comes on. You have to watch.
Isn't that wild though? He went from Captain Ron to Tombstone.
Yeah. Well, this is like his first comedy that he did, and he hasn't really done comedies, has he? Like a. He's gotten better.
He was in the Fast and Furious movies recently.
Like I said, Brian.
I said what I said.
I think he had, like, you know, there was some comedy in his action movies, but
yeah, this was a kind of this was a comedy.
This was probably the most comedy.
This is the most comedy that, and he was like, the role was a comedic role. He was the comedy.
It's again, named Captain Ron.
He's the title character.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
True.
Sweet. Well, again, I think Kurt Russell, like, it just he's a funny guy. Like, he has a lot of range, and this was fun to watch, fun to see. Yeah.
So, speaking of fun to watch, gentlemen.
Well, I really liked your suggestion, Pete.
We are going there, and I am pulling an OG moment. We are going to watch a movie from my youth that I remember, and I remember watching, and I remember being confused when I watched it.
Always a good sign. The Crying Game?
Sexually.
All of the things. Young 5 to 6 year old Pete saw this randomly in the theaters because it came out the same year that Empire Strikes Back came out, 1980. Battle Beyond the Stars.
See, I got nothing. I was born in 82, so when this came out, I was not here.
You weren't even a twinkle in a glass eye.
Nine. So, but you sent me a preview, and it looks like Kmart Star Wars, and I'm on board. This is where we have this podcast, is
and to dredge these movies up. And I told you earlier this evening, this is not Kmart Star Wars. This is Harbor Freight Star Wars. Yeah, this is Railroad Salvage. This is
Ocean State Job Lot.
Ocean State Job Lot Star Wars. And it's in the clearance bin.
It goes Transformers, GoBots, and then...
Yeah.
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 Okay.
It's almost GoBots.
Okay. It's GoBotish.
Yes. At least that's what I remember. Guys, we could be pleasantly surprised. It could be amazing.
I'm sure we will. I'm on board. This is going to be a great time.
Yeah, so Battle Beyond the Stars. Oh, boy, I can't wait. I can wait, but I'm going to wait. It's going to be awesome.
All right,
I'm going to have a lot to talk about. I'm going to have questions.
Uh-huh. I doubt we'll have answers.
Any parting words?
It was another winner tonight. This was a lot of fun.
We're actually we're in a good zone right now.
Yeah.
Once we stopped, I think it was Death Race 2000 and Tank Girl was kind of like the low point, and we were on the up and up again.
Yeah, we're on the good thing. We've got this real gem on our way.
Isn't that what Captain Ron said? What could go wrong?
It's better that it happens out there, guys. Yeah. Just get it out in the open ocean.
It's gonna happen out there.
Yeah. Great. On that note, ladies and gents, thank you so much for listening. Send us a line at dadsmovienight@gmail.com or on Facebook. And yeah, cool. Anything else?
No, I'm good. This is fantastic.
All right, guys. See you next week. Do 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 movies.
While Kurt Russell was doing Tombstone, Martin Short took a little break and made a movie called Clifford.
Woof.
If you look it up on Wikipedia, it has the worst movie poster in the universe. I dare you.
Fuck.
Yeah, some choices were made.
We're all gonna die.
Okay, bonus feature. At the end, we were talking about Captain Ron and his costumes, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he's wearing pretty much...
Mankinis.
Yeah, bohemian garb, you know, beach bum stuff. Somehow at the end of the movie, he changes into Miami Vice.
That was awesome.
Like, where was he hiding all of that stuff?
And he hadn't been to the U.S. in 5 years, and they didn't...
7 years, statute of limitation.
Oh, I missed that line of 7 years. Okay.
So, part of me wonders if he really is like a low-key character. Is he some sort of, you know, spirit that just sort of shows up and guides wayward?
He disappeared as quickly as he showed up. Yeah. Remember, like the bus goes by and he's gone.
Just as quickly as he, or just as he had come into our lives, he was gone.
Yeah. His spirit inhabits like even the cars that he drives.
Sure.
Did you guys notice that?
What?
Like, both of the cars that he was driving was missing its left headlight.
I did not.
I didn't catch that.
But you're cleverer than I am, Pete.
So, that's why I almost wonder if Captain Ron is like a mystical character.
He is now.
Yeah, that's how we're going with it. So I wanted to bring that up. Thank you for rebooting up all the machines and, you know, the whirly gigs so that we could get this little bonus recording.
Huzzah.
Case closed.
Later, guys.